WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Residents of Bryan's North Side returned to the city council to ask for improvements.
Larry Gilbert says he's been asking for the same thing since 2007.
Martin Luther King, Schuyler Park, St. Thomas Pool. 8 years back, let us know, where are we at on the list? Is it any kind of way we could get moved up on the priority list?
City Manager Keene Register told the council to expect the latest list of capital improvement and parks projects at one of the next two meetings.
It goes over the $52 million we have in CIP, the $165 million that was added to the five-year CIP.
Yeah.
We're going to have to come up with what we're going to do with that. There's a fairly large delta there.
Register told Councilman Mike Sutherland he's waiting for a consultant's findings on what it'll take to fix all four city pools.
We'll call a consultant tomorrow and see if there's anything we can do to hurry him up. Certainly don't mind doing that.
Well, could we do that by the last meeting in February? Could just do
as soon as we get the report back? Okay. That next council meeting, we'll have it on the agenda.
Last August, the council told Northside residents repairs would be made to all the city pools. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Changes are coming to the free shuttle bus service, getting Texas A&M football fans on and off campus. Tim Lomax of the A&M Transportation Institute told the Bryan City Council that Post Oak Mall has ended its agreement with A&M Transportation Services. He says that opens the door to shuttle service between Kyle Field and downtown Bryan's parking garage.
I think downtown Bryan provides us not only with a good, sizable parking garage, but also a different look and feel, a different set of amenities than Post Oak Mall would give us.
Lomax says they're looking at finalizing two new locations for the Get to the Grid service by May in order to start publicizing the change. Brazos County commissioners have unanimously approved closing two railroad crossings near Welburn. Not many attended yesterday's meeting, and no one spoke when given the opportunity. Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman represents the district where crossings at Straub and Wade Roads will be closed, as requested by Union Pacific.
It would divert a lot of traffic if Straub were closed. South Dowling is a problem, a big problem, and I've pointed that out to the public. That's in the city limits of College Station, and I keep emphasizing that point.
UP will build a new crossing at Greens Prairie Trail, and TxDOT has pledged to support to improve the intersection of Greens Prairie Trail and Welburn Road. A BTU phone scam, first reported last May, has resurfaced over the weekend. Accounts manager Mike Connor says the fraudulent callers are asking customers to quickly render payment or services will be disconnected.
First of all, we never call residential customers. We will call commercial customers, but that would only be during normal business hours.
Connor says the bogus calls are typically coming after business hours, and about six people have reported the scam since Friday. If you receive a call that you suspect is a phone scam, contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300. WTAW News Time, 8:07. It's 40 degrees. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zornemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zornemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Did you know 80% of cardiac events can be prevented with education and lifestyle changes? This is Mary Mike Hatcher with the American Heart Association's Circle of Red, reminding you to join me and hundreds of others at 11:30 a.m. on February 5th at the College Station Hilton for the Go Red for Women's Luncheon and Silent Auction. Be entertained by one of the top five female comedians in the country, Diana Jordan, as seen on HBO and Showtime. Call 268-0068. Sponsored by St. Joseph Health System.
8:09, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudy and cold for today with temperatures up to 40 to 45 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight, lows near 35. It'll become mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. That will lead to milder temperatures. Highs tomorrow afternoon between 50 and 55. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be somewhere between 30 and 35. It'll be sunny during the day on Friday. Highs Friday afternoon between 50 and 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. 809. Mayor Jason Byinski joins us from the city of Bryan. Good morning. How are you doing, Mayor?
Good morning, Scott. Doing fine.
Good. Glad to have you with us this morning. Let's start off on what we've had in our newscast this morning in covering the council meetings. It seems that there's some discussion as to exactly what should be done with parks. I mean, y'all prioritize things that need to be done in the city, I know, and you had some people speak last night, and so folks understand, council members cannot respond during hear listeners, that hear the folks coming in to speak, hear the public. But you do have an opportunity to talk now a little bit about prioritizing neighborhood parks, the idea of large parks, and kind of give me that balance, if you would, in your view.
Well, real quickly, Scott, we had a pretty good contingency of citizens last night, 20-25 folks that showed up. Number one concern was MLK and redoing MLK. Well, that is on our street maintenance program for this year. So probably by this summer, that'll be underway.
Now, is that multi-part, or will that be a done deal by the end of it?
It'll be between Texas Avenue and the bypass. Okay. That stretch will be redone.
Okay, but I mean, it's not in stages. It's we're going to do it, and it'll be done by within the next year. Is
correct.
That fair? Okay.
The other issue was Sadie Thomas Pool. We've been talking about that on and off for the past year. Back about three, four months ago, the city council unanimously move forward to redo not only Sadie Thomas Pool, but the other pools in the city of Bryan and look at the maintenance. And so right now we're getting estimates and having a consultant take a look at it. We'd like to have everything up and going by pool season, if at all possible. So I think some of the pools almost need to be rebuilt and redone, but it was shut down. Sadie Thomas Pool was shut down a while back because it wasn't being used. So I hope once it's fixed and the taxpayers pay to fix it, that the residents that are there every day that want it taken care of and put back into action will be there and use it and support it and enjoy it over the summer. So that's, how they look at it. But Sue Haswell Park Pool, the Bryan Aquatic Center, and some of the others have been looked at, and Henderson Pool going to be fixed. In regards to Scurry Park, that was mentioned last night, it is a neighborhood park. I have a neighborhood park in the subdivision I live in. There's no parking there. The residents and the HOA doesn't want parking there. It's for the residents to walk and go home. The residents that live around Scurry Park, a lot of them don't want additional parking there because they don't want outside folks coming in and having big parties there. So it's meant for the neighborhood only. So there's kind of a conflict going back between folks that want to have big get-togethers and family reunions there, and they want additional parking, and the families and some of the folks, some of the senior citizens that live around there that don't want additional traffic in people utilizing a neighborhood park. So what we need to do is look at maybe a more of a regional concept. We've talked about a super park. We talked about a mega park. We talked about it yesterday. There's two different avenues that we're looking at. Of course, the ongoing maintenance of our current facilities, our current ballparks. We talked about BRAC yesterday during the workshop, adding maybe some additional parks there, some ballparks there, and redoing some of the fields there. We're looking at redoing some of the other ball fields and upgrading some of the parks around the city. We're also looking at a super park, mega park type concept. We've looked at the all available land in the city of Bryan that the city has. We've also looked at privately owned land that could be purchased and or donated to the city for additional parks. And what we're trying to do is use some of our hot tax for a mega park type deal. So, money is in different pots. So general fund dollars will go towards the ongoing maintenance of some of these parks and some of their upgrades. If we look at a big mega park that could attract tournaments, could attract additional visitors to our community, heads and beds, it'll help the hotel and motel industry, the restaurants, retail, then we might be able to use some of our hotel motel funds for those. College Station's looking at doing the same thing. If the two cities work together and we have all these wonderful opportunities, these nice athletic complexes and fields, it will attract more people to our community, which is good for the economy, but it's also more opportunities and more fields to use during the week for our citizens.
Well, BRAC is what it is, but it's also where it is, and that is not a central location between the two cities. So is there, in your view, some other situation that may be more southerly that would work out from a geographic standpoint to be able to be utilized for those
multiple field tournaments that you want to bring in?
Well, we've got a possible opportunity in the Target location, Target area there. I don't know if it's enough land, if it's enough usable land that could be used for a mega park, maybe some additional fields there. We've also been talking with some landowners closer in the old Reliance location there, where there could be a possible mega park there also with additional fields. And you're not necessarily sticking it in someone's backyard. There's room to develop and grow around it. You kind of want to take advantage of every opportunity you can. So if you're going to spend millions on an additional park and you're going to use hot tax, you need to have opportunities for hotels and restaurants to grow and develop around it and in the near vicinity. So that would be within minutes of the Veterans Park and what College Station's doing right now. So, and very close to some of the other existing hotels and restaurants in that area. So we are looking at some, of course, opportunities the City of Bryan already has, whether that be on the west side, the east side, north side, and then, of course, any additional properties that could be purchased and or donated for that use.
Let's go back to Mayor Jason Binsky joining us this morning. Let's go back to pools for a minute because you mentioned them, and College Station is struggling quite honestly with this as well, deciding whether it's right to maintain those pools, open those pools, or turn them into splash pads, which you've got a few of those in Bryan. So what are the determining factors when you decide that you're going to reinvent that area rather than keep it a pool? What makes that decision, and then also what makes you decide to go ahead and spend the money to rejuvenate that pool and keep it that way?
Well, when I first got on the city council back in 2005, I was taking my kids to different water parks, and they had splash pads. I think it was the one at in Galveston that had a little splash pad for younger kids, and it's something we looked into. Of course, I thought the splash pads might be $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. I think the first one we put in at Tiffany Park, I think it was like $75,000.
Oh, my.
And okay. They go up to the hundreds of thousands of dollars, right, if not in the millions, depending on what you have. As for the ongoing maintenance, liability, in ease, the splash pads are the way to go. You can they recycle the water, so that's a good thing. You don't have to have staff and lifeguards on duty. It could be open longer hours, where sometimes pools are limited hours, and not everybody uses the swimming pool. So, and I think cities are going to larger complexes. It's something we're looking at, to maybe having a larger complex where we have, a lazy river and a swimming pool and some other splash pads that are all together as a large aquatic center type concept. Adamson's Lagoon in College Station is a good example, maybe a larger version of that. And the City of Bryan is currently looking into some of those possibilities, whether privately owned or publicly owned or a public-private partnership. But typically we go and we evaluate the neighborhood pools. If they're being used, I think that's something we definitely need to look at continuing to maintain and utilizing. If they're not being used by the residents, or they're being destroyed and we've got a lot of vandalism, a lot of ongoing maintenance because people are tearing them up, then that's something that needs to be looked at. But right now, the City of Bryan is determined on four of our existing pools that we're going to go in and make some much-needed repairs for them, open them back up, and we'll see how that goes. At one point, we had shut down the pool at Sue Haswell Park. It's a pool I used younger in life, and that one, and, of course, the old pool at the municipal golf course.
I used to swim in it, too.
Well, they shut it down. That was our pool. But we had a lot of folks in the neighborhood, a lot of young families that are moving in there now that wanted to open that pool back up. So we did so this past summer, and we're going to continue to work to improve it. Bryan Aquatic Center is aging. It needs to be looked at. Do we replace it? Do we keep putting money into it? Do we come up with another location? Do we have an indoor facility? So those are some of the projects we'll look at collectively as a whole with all the other ongoing maintenance and parks, and then some of the new projects we're wanting to work on. And only takes money, Scott.
We're
probably talking $20, $30 million worth of improvements and repairs that need to be done currently. But and we'll prioritize. Then you have new and growing parts of town that have additional park opportunities and areas that are looking at. We have a couple new subdivisions that are coming in, and we're visiting with them about some really nice parks. Skate parks, that's the between splash pads and skate parks, that's the two latest crazes in the park industry, and City Bryan's appropriated money for 2 to 3 skate parks. So we're looking at various locations for skate parks. Some of the folks that have been around a while, they're not familiar with skate parks, and it may be scary to them. Some of the young families with preteen and teenagers are asking, how come we don't have that opportunity here? Pretty much every community's got skate parks. We have one at Henderson, one at Williamson Park. The one at Williamson Park is in disarray. If we were to repair it, we could have some additional liability there. So it's time to take those existing ramps out and then put some new ones in. And so and they've got better technologies now. So, you know, and there's a craze. So we could have one, two, three to four skate parks in the city of Bryan in the next, 12 to 18 months. So
one of the other things we covered in our news, council members Sutherland and Pena had sent a memo to the city secretary hoping that the city manager or representative could get some updated information from Bryan PD having to do with the report on body cameras, recruiting minority officers, what would happen if there was a situation similar to Ferguson, handling riots, terrorist activities. You came back pretty strongly in your comments there. I'd like to get your thoughts and maybe expand a little bit on your feeling there.
Well, first, Scott, we could talk about body cameras. I am not a micromanager. The city council should not be micromanaging the staff. I have the full faith and confidence in our Bryan Police Chief, Chief Buskey, and our Bryan Police Department. The men and women of Bryan PD do an outstanding job for the citizens of Bryan. I'm very proud of them. Let me say that. If they want body cameras and they think that technology is something that would be useful for them, that's something we'll look at. The technology is new. Our chief has told me that we kind of want to see how this evolves, if the technology gets better, if there's going to be some maybe grant opportunities for some of these body cameras that we can take advantage of. So they didn't want to be the first ones out the gate to purchase this. But if and when the time comes that our police chief and our police department want body cameras, it is something I will support them on. Right now, they ask for about $400,000 in new vehicles and repairs to existing vehicles, and that's something we appropriated last night. But I don't think it's right for council members to dictate, well, you must wear body cameras, and you must use this type of revolver, and you must wear black instead of blue, and you must drive this car. Again, that's micromanaging. I leave it up to them. The chief is better trained and better aware of what he needs for his men and women out on the streets, and I'll support their efforts. I didn't like that we had some council members that were, you know, trying to mention and compare us to Ferguson, Missouri. We're not Ferguson, Missouri. We're Bryan, Texas. I'm very proud of Bryan, Texas. And, you know, we also are a civil service or regulated by the Civil Service Commission. The voters of Bryan enacted that many years ago. So there's different rules and guidelines, according to the state of Texas, that we have to abide by. And so there's different procedures in place. Now, when you talk about the operating procedures and how to deal with terrorist activities and how the PD is going to handle riots and again, similar situations in with the Missouri shooting incident. Those playbooks, those manuals, those procedures are for the Bryan PD only. That's not for public consumption. I don't think the citizens of Bryan would like our police department to come out publicly and say, all right, this is how we're going to deal with this terrorist situation. And, some of that's best kept in-house. And it was mentioned if a city council member is insecure about the way the police department's handled and operates, if they don't have the full faith and confidence in them, then please, by all means, go sit down and talk with our police chief and let them tell you a little bit. But for their safety and for the safety of our citizens, that information is not supposed to be for public consumption. And so, again, I'm very proud of our police department. We've done a great job. I'm not happy that we have a few council members that are trying to, basically stir the racial pot and comparing us to Ferguson, Missouri. And, assuming that this is going to happen next here in Bryan and we're going to have issues and our Bryan PD is not equipped to handle it and not equipped to deal with terrorists and riots and how we discipline police officers and that they must buy this equipment and use this equipment. Again, we're there as council members to set policies and procedures. I'm not there to be the city manager. I'm not hired to be the police chief. Our police chief came from a much larger metropolitan area when he came here. This is kind of a retirement gig for Chief Buskey. He's well trained and experienced to handle these situations. He's handled some of these situations in the past in Nebraska with some national incidents that happened in his lifetime and career. But, again, they do a great job for us. There's always room for improvement. They're always improving. And if it's something that would be good for Bryan PD and good for our citizens, I will support them on their efforts. And I have the full faith and confidence, as do majority of our council members, in our police chief and our police department, that they will handle each situation correctly to the best of their ability for the benefit of the citizens of Bryan.
Council last night voted $238,000 to Convention and Visitors Bureau funding. Now, that was after you had, in fact, offered more money than that, and Shannon Overby on our radio station was discussing the fact that while she appreciated that, they decided not to take that additional money. So I'd like to get your thoughts on that entire situation.
Well, I guess some of our council members assume we're printing money in the basement of City Hall, and you know, there's never enough money to go around for infrastructure improvements and parks and everything else we've talked about here today. But we had an additional almost $100,000 above and beyond that was requested to give to the CVB. Last year's amount that we funded them was about $184,000. Last night we approved $238,000, which was what was budgeted, which was what was requested by the CVB staff and board. That was about a $53,000-$54,000 increase. A few of our council members decided that wasn't enough. They wanted to give them an additional increase up to $336,000. It was not budgeted. It was not requested. The staff came back from the Convention and Visitors Bureau and asked that we just fund what they requested and what they budgeted so they can get on with their administration. You know, it's delayed their funding already now a month to 2 months. So I'm glad that the council did move forward with the original request of $238,440. But you know, that's something I'll be asked of. I think some of the council members thought that they can get more bang for the buck, and that, you know, and all the entities that the City of Bryan funds, in my opinion, whether it's a downtown Bryan Association, if it's the Research Valley Partnership, the Chamber of Commerce, they all do a great job for the City of Bryan and the citizens of Bryan, and I wish we could all give them more. But, you know, we have limitations and we have limited dollars and we do the best we can. The CVB funds are based on a percentage. College Station gives a higher amount of dollars, but it's based on the same percentages according to the hotel motel taxes mm-hmm. that are brought in the two cities. And sure. College Station's got more hotels than Bryan, but those dollars are increasing. The dollar amounts are changing as the hotels open up and those dollars come in. But we did get that approved last night.
And finally today, we found out from Tim Lomax that Post Oak Mall has asked the Get to the Grid folks to find a new home. Where do you see Bryan being able to help out there?
Well, that was pretty interesting, Scott. I think they said there's about 3,500 parking spaces at the mall, and they were utilizing about 2,500 of those spaces. I guess the question that wasn't asked that I would like to ask Tim is if the mall did ask them to leave, if you've got 2,500 vehicles there with potentially 2 to 4 people in each vehicle, are they coming back in? Were they not coming back in and eating and shopping and utilizing the mall facilities before and after the game? Or maybe it got to the point to where there were still 2,000 spaces needed for all those that didn't go to football games and wanted to go shopping.
Just to interject, as many night games as A&M had, that probably made it difficult. Those people are there, they're getting on the bus. When they come back, the mall's closed, so certainly they had no opportunity. But does Bryan have a way to help out?
Absolutely. We've talked about it this year and last year about bringing in the City of Bryan looked at it about hiring an operator just to come and offer transportation to and from the Aggie games in addition to Post Oak Mall. It was cost prohibitive. You know, we're still trying to work with Brazos Transit. They control the parking garage. I think there's about 1,100 spaces in that garage. If we can get 11 to 2,000 cars in the City of Bryan and in downtown Bryan, I think it'd be good for the businesses, good for the retailers. I would like to say and hope that our downtown businesses would stay open late if we had a night game, so you could come into one of the local restaurants and eateries and enjoy something to eat and drink before and after the games. So that would be a big opportunity. And they're looking at other locations, I think, the Brazos Center and Target location, other locations, churches throughout Bryan. So regardless if the folks stayed in downtown or if they went up the road on Texas Avenue or Briarcrest or Villa Marie, I think it would be good for all of the businesses in Bryan, and those opportunities would be great. There is a charge used at a parking garage, probably $5. So if you're looking at 2,500 cars, you could be talking $10,000+ that would need to be looked at. So it's something that we'll be visiting with the merchants on to see if that's something they would support, if they would be willing to help. The city of Bryan is supportive. And again, we need to get an operator that's willing to come to downtown Bryan. So while they were going to the mall, we were looking for additional operators. We weren't successful with that. This year, we could have that opportunity. And, if you look at that Aggieland, Destination Aggieland app, it'll show you various restaurants, and downtown is featured as one of the destinations in Bryan College Station to visit. And so I think it would be good for not only downtown Bryan, but for all of Bryan. And honestly, when you've got 100,000, 200,000, 105,000 people at these football games, plus 20,000, 30,000 in the parking lots, we just need to spread them around.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of running some of them up north. I mean, I really do. They get out of town quickly when it's down south, but if you get them up north, there's a better chance they'll leave some money.
Our council is very supportive of trying to make that happen. So we'll be in touch in the next couple of months. I think they've got to make a decision in the next probably 2 or 3 months on where they'll go. But that would be a great opportunity for Bryan, and that is something that we are pursuing.
Sure. Anything else you want to touch on this morning?
I think that'll do it.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. That's Mayor Jason Bianski. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. That's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. KubotaDealers.com.
Texas A&M got its 10th win of the season last night in Reed Arena, going 10-5 now for the year. Our first win in SEC play to go 1-2 and improve the home record to 8-1. The Aggies put four players in double figures, led by Alex Caruso, who had 21, 19 for House, 10 for Courtney Robertson, and 16 for Jones. And one of the fantastic shots of the night was a three-point field goal by Daniel House. And here's how it sounded. Here's House backing up. He got four, and he just shot one from goodness gracious.
God.
I don't know how he got that one to go. He was halfway between the top of the key and the midcourt stripe. Faded back and hit it. I have no idea. 61-52. Final score then again was Texas A&M 74, Mississippi State 70. The Aggies now will be traveling to Baton Rouge this coming Saturday, 10:30 broadcast time on this radio station. That game will have an early tip time. We'll tip it at 11 o'clock in the morning Saturday against LSU. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health, 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
What's the secret to viral videos? I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Sure, you know that online marketing is critical to growing your business, but where do you start? You might know a tech-savvy person, but online marketing is much more than building a website. Getting found online is complex, challenging, and always changing. The best place to start is YP. They're the largest marketing agency for local businesses in America and have over 80 million potential customers searching YP.com and the YP app each month. YP can help you with marketing services from web design to search engine marketing. Right now, YP is giving you a free business scan, the essential first step to being found online. YP will measure your company's online health, from the accuracy of your business information to how hard it is for customers to find you across online directories and search sites like Google, YP, Yahoo, and dozens more. Potential customers are searching for you every day, but can they find you? YP can help. To start your free business scan, visit myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com. Everyone wants a viral video. There's fame, although these days it's not even Andy Warhol's 15 minutes. There's money. And so, the $64,000 question. What exactly makes something go viral? A San Francisco programmer thinks he has the answer. In compiling mountains of data, like titles and publish dates and how they're shared, he's found a common thread. Titles with phrases like, "This will blow your mind," or "Of all time," or opening with the question, "Is this the," and fill in the blank. And of course, my favorite, "Before you die," they all seem to trigger something compulsive in viewers. But a word of caution here. For some, the "Before you die" will scare them away. Now the big question. With TV news struggling for viewers, will the likes of Brian Williams or Scott Pelley resort to a headline like, "Today's developments will blow your mind"? Maybe they need to. Keep up with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting included an exchange over the performance of the police department.
In the end, the council agreed to meet with the police chief on an individual basis. That's after Mayor Jason Bayinski challenged Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena about why they added to the agenda a request to learn how the PD would handle situations similar to what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, along with riots and terrorist attacks.
Gentlemen, have y'all lost faith in our police department and our police chief?
Have we done
that? When I read this, I feel like you've lost faith in Chief Buskey. You've lost faith in these officers here that are here to protect us. You're actually putting them at risk.
Sutherland and Pena both said they have not lost faith in Chief Eric Buskey.
This is not micromanaging. This is us learning what's going on in our town so we can relate it to our citizens.
It's never my own agenda. I always have the citizens. I have a meeting every month, Mayor, and these are some of the issues that come out of that.
They also want to know what's being done to recruit more minority officers, the department's discipline policy, and what's being done to acquire body cameras, which the chief told the council they're working on a recommendation for cameras. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For 10 years, Texas A&M football fans have been able to get free parking and a free ride to Kyle Field. This fall, those wanting the Get to the Grid service will have to park at a new location.
We were so successful that Post Oak Mall invited us to not come back next year. So we are now looking for another park and ride lot location.
Tim Lomax of the A&M Transportation Institute told the Bryan City Council they're interested in using the downtown garage that's operated by the Brazos Transit District.
So I think we're looking for two spaces that are somewhere in that same 2,2500 space size.
Councilman Rafael Pena, who asked Lomax why the downtown garage wasn't used last season, supported the city subsidizing free parking.
I feel like that's going to be a good thing to all the downtown merchants. I'm not against paying for that parking at the garage if it gets them a route to there.
Lomax says more than half the spaces at the mall were used by those taking the shuttle. Union Pacific Railroad's request to close two crossings south of Welburn has been approved by Brazos County Commissioners. County Judge Dwayne Peters repeated, if the crossings at Wade and Straub aren't closed, UP won't build a new crossing at Greensbury Trail.
That will force the traffic to go to South Dowling or to Rock Prairie, or maybe even further north.
Commissioners saw few in the audience, and none spoke before the unanimous vote. Lloyd Wasserman, who represents the district where this is taking place, was the only other speaker.
We're not closing any roads. I've had people say, well, I'll have no way out. We're not closing roads. We're closing crossings. The proposal that we're looking at today is, in my mind, the best thing that we can do for the residents that live in South Brazos County, west of Union Pacific Railroad tracks.
The next step for the county is acquiring the rights of way to extend Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGN. After the new crossing opens, then UP can close the others. The railroad has not announced when construction will begin on a side rail affecting that area. Voters in Grimes, Washington, Burleson, and the remaining counties that are part of Texas House District 13 will deal with the runoff. That's after none of the four candidates received a majority to succeed Lois Kohlkorst of Brenham, who is now a state senator finishing the term of Glenn Hagar, who was elected state's controller last November. Two Republicans combined for just over three-quarters of the vote in yesterday's special election. Austin County Judge Cindy Bilski received 43%, and Caldwell attorney Leighton Schubert captured 33%. On the first day of the state legislative session, House Speaker Joe Strauss overwhelmingly won a fourth term in the leadership job following the first contested race for the post since 1975. Strauss defeated Scott Turner of Frisco by a margin of 127-19. Among those voting for Strauss were Brazos County Representatives John Rainey and Kyle Cassell. Phone scammers are targeting BTU customers again. Accounts manager Mike Connor says this phone scam is much like the one reported last May.
They're just calling and telling they're from BTU, and they're saying that if you don't pay within 2 hours, you're going to get disconnected, and it's always after hours.
Connor says BTU never calls residential customers, and when they do call commercial customers, it's always during regular business hours. He says six people have reported the scam since last week. If you receive a suspicious call, you can check the validity by contacting BTU or the Bryan Police Department. WTAW News Time is 8:40 and it's 41 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
8:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudy and cold for today with temperatures up to 40 to 45 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight, lows near 35. It'll become mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. That will lead to milder temperatures. Highs tomorrow afternoon between 50 and 55. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be somewhere between 30 and 35. It'll be sunny during the day on Friday. Highs Friday afternoon between 50 and 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He just misses us so much he can't stay away. It's a little Benji dance.
I was gone for 2 weeks.
I know.
Not 2 weeks on each trip. I mean, 2 weeks with various and sundry things.
Different things going on.
And I come back and I find I have an email.
Oh.
From Skip.
Skip?
Skip.
Is that the guy who does the afternoons on the 1150?
No, that's
Skip Howard?
Skip, this may be. This is Skip, class of 66.
Oh, okay. Ready.
The Infomaniacs rock. Enjoyed the show with the previous guys years back, but still do even with the personnel changes.
Hey.
Wall Street Journal program before, it's also excellent, but I don't listen to it anymore since I retired.
Ah, sleeping in.
Yeah, absolutely.
No kidding.
Let's hear it.
Infomaniacs rock. Okay. Do you know how long it's been since I heard anyone say, I've never heard
anybody that we rock? Well, it's funny. I met a gentleman the other day. So
there's still one out there.
There is, absolutely. I had never done business with him before, he thanked me for coming in, and he said, listen, my wife listens to you guys every morning. She thinks you are so funny.
Wow.
He doesn't. The wife does.
He said,
are you sure she's not watching reruns of Comedy Central
or
something?
Right. He said,
I don't. You can't get Comedy Central anymore. You know that?
Nope. Oh,
I do.
Sorry, yeah. I didn't know that.
It's because you have a different.
I do.
Provider.
I see.
Are we off Suddenlink too? Is it off cable?
Yes.
Off,
it is.
Mm-hmm. It's the Viacom.
Yeah. They had the Colbert and Stewart billboards up. You know, miss us, we miss you too, kind of thing. Anyway, anyway, and he paused and went, I'm not so much a radio listener. I said, that's okay. That's all right. I appreciate it.
Well, then what do you do in the morning?
Well, I didn't want to,
You should have.
Antagonize
You should have confronted him right there.
Well,
was it in a public place?
No, I gave him a product that he was going to have to do something to and give back to me, so I figured I better not piss him off.
So how are we going to give away the mouse pads? We've got a million of them.
We do not have a million of them, number one. You put them all over in Sam's office, and the salespeople have gotten to them. Okay. I've got two in here. Go ahead.
Do you think that people would come up here and pick them up if we let them?
Yeah, they would. As long as we advertise them as jar openers.
Because otherwise I was going to resurface the garage with them.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that idea.
That's what my granddaughter Sophia did with all the Maverick, all the football magnets.
Oh, then the season's over?
While the season was going on, I had several in my car to give away in case. And I came out and my car was covered in football schedule magnets.
On the outside?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Hey, kids got an eye for decorating.
Right. All right. So, I don't know. Would people do that?
I could go steal some. Yeah. I saw that Willis had like two packs. And
what?
He won't know. And he won't. Those will still be there in April.
I agree. No, just go ahead and.
Okay. I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go steal some.
All right.
You will mysteriously have a few packs show up. We'll test the waters them.
So when should we announce today, starting now, that they can come and get their mouse pad / jar openers?
Well, I don't know. Oh. I can go get some. What are they going to do? Tell me no.
Yeah, really. All right, you got anything else to
stuck in your craw? I'd like to report that Lily is going by the Cupatorium today, and so we'll have. We're actually, because nothing succeeds like excess, we're going to buy 3,000 cups, and they're going to go downstairs with a dolly and bring them all up.
Wow.
And
okay.
So, any trip I should make between now and 2017, we should be covered with cups.
Did you get a great price for 3,000 cups?
No, I don't. Oh. It doesn't matter. I can't believe I left here for a week, and guys all sat there and said, oh, my, Ben's gone. We're out of cups. What do we do now?
As I said, I walk by a case in my garage every day, even including this morning. Of course, I thought you'd have them here this morning.
We thought we were going to get trinket names or trinket mugs with our names misspelled on them.
from someplace.
Yeah.
I did steal a bunch of Ritz-Carlton pins, so I do have those in my office. You know, we've been throwing those away when they run out of ink, but I found out they're all refillable.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Oh, well, you need to do that.
Crackers are so buttery.
Yeah. I know. I feel like my efforts have been wasted. I do have to put out a rumor. There is a horrible rumor circulating out there that Royce Hickman and I have had a falling out.
Really?
Yeah, because I was not at the tribute dinner on the 8th.
You're right.
The 8th, no one will know this, but the 8th is also the day that my vacation started. Right. You know, love you, Royce.
Yeah,
but Puerto Rico calls.
That's right.
And so, anyway, I just wanted to say
before
those of you who were there will remember that Cara Petty came out and sang a cleverly composed song, which was written by me.
Just letting you know, just throwing that out there.
Cara Petty came out and sang a wonderfully, cleverly, and incredibly humorous song parody that I wrote. And those of you who were there will not know that I recorded an introduction, a video introduction to it, which was equally witty and clever and...
Somehow
Mike Wright just went right past it. I'll just say it. That it was on the run sheet. The people at the museum came by yesterday.
Yeah.
And brought a peace offering.
Did they?
Brought a peace offering of Truman chocolates.
Wow.
And showed me the run sheet. And I'm throwing Mike Wright under the bus on this one.
Wow.
I'm saying this was all that Mike Wright did it on purpose. Is what I'm saying.
Okay. Nobody else. I mean, while we're throwing
people. There's the possibility a human error or a mistake was made. But I've got an option here. I can either say it was just a merry mix-up, Or I could say, Mike did it intentionally. How do you think I should vote?
Let's start the new year on the wrong foot. Let's do that.
Yeah. Let's cast asparagus on people, whether it's appropriate or not.
So. Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen here to tell you about our Allen Honda VIP program. Allen Honda has been happily serving the Brazos Valley since 1975, and our goal is to provide each customer with the best car buying experience possible. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle at Allen Honda and become an Allen Honda VIP customer. 3 years free maintenance, free oil and filter changes, free front end alignment, car washes, and a coupon book for great discounts on accessories and services. Come by or go online today. Allen's got your Honda.
Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealership, has been serving Central Texas for 45 years. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll find equipment for your farm, ranch, residence, or outdoor recreation. Our friendly staff will make you feel at home whether you're purchasing your first piece of equipment or 10th. We'll also help you through the life of your equipment with our personable parts and service team on your site or ours. Our goal is to keep you running with the most efficient equipment. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater equipment store nearest you or find them online at cptractor.com.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
We all know varicose veins aren't attractive, but did you realize they can be the sign of a larger cardiovascular problem? Here's something you should know. Varicose veins are more than just a cosmetic problem. Early identification of venous insufficiency can prevent painful, unnecessary suffering. Treatment is a non-surgical outpatient procedure. Varicose veins are preventable with basic lifestyle changes, and only a physician can share the true cause of varicose veins. Schedule a free screening, or for more information from the doctors at Brazos Vein Institute, go to brazosvein.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
It's 8:51. Can you stay for another segment?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Rich White, the chair of the chamber, has texted me. That's right. Guys our age can text. And he said, those of us that were there knew there had not been a falling out, but that you were vacationing. And here's the key part. He says, the song that you put so much work into was absolutely great.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Absolutely true. He did not personally blame Mike Wright, though, like I did. And I think I'll wait for another text.
Okay. Well, so. Two things. He may not know, he has not known Mike as long as you.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, as sitting as the chairman, and he's got to deal with him.
He's got to be nice to more people than I have.
If he retires and they decide to stay here, then you can go ahead and do that. But in the meantime, you really can't do
that. Did you know I actually recorded another video?
Did you?
I recorded two videos.
Wow.
One was a conscious decision not to use because it wasn't that funny or appropriate.
Okay.
The other one was spectacular. Spectacular.
And neither can be shared.
And neither can be shared.
Can we think of another opportunity when that would be apropos?
No.
Okay.
Dead guy.
No. Yes, Rich says that he may still need to use Mike Wright as an MC sometimes.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Bump into him. And
so he's got about 9 more months before he can throw him under the bus.
That's okay. Then there'll be a time that he'll be just like the rest of us.
Oh,
okay.
Well, anyway, there you have it. I got to call Royce.
All right.
And tell him that, I love you, guy, but it was a beach.
Yeah.
And you guys were having wonderful weather here while I was gone, that's for sure.
Well, and there are enough people who love Royce that one person not there is okay.
We bought a table.
I know.
Byron Broadcasting.
Yeah, we did.
Bought a table, and how many Byron Broadcasting people were there? Just you.
Yep, that's right.
Just you. Because we gave up our seats so that other people could get in.
Yep.
And I believe the museum sold them twice, but that's okay.
That's all right. Let me leave you with this. Naps have been found to boost babies' memories.
Oh, wow. I wonder if that...
A new study out of Germany has found that infants recalled new information better if they slept within 4 hours of learning. What do you mean infants remembered information? How do they track what an infant knows?
I think they were specific tasks, is what I read in the report.
Oh, okay.
They'd show them something, the kids would repeat it, and then they'd take a nap, and those who didn't take a nap were less likely or less able to repeat the task.
You know, there are some things that I just assume my kids not remember and repeat.
Dentist office, may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
May I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home. It's called Power Swabs.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, and if you want to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. Just swab your teeth and you're done. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 1-800-663-1502. That's 1-800-663-1502. 1-800-663-1502.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturday from 9 to 1.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, 11% of people say they have called in sick to work because of stress. Stress, 11%. Only 5% of U.S. Americans are eligible to donate blood, 5%.
Are eligible to?
What it says.
Really?
And 5% of doctors have dated a patient. Whoops. Okay.
I didn't know that was in the Hippocratic Oath, but okay.
Okay. Doing this kind of story gives me the heebie-jeebies, but I'm going to do it anyway. 23-year-old college student had to be rescued after she fell from her roof and became wedged in between two buildings in Brooklyn.
Oh, no. I've seen those.
Space is only 18 to 20 inches. I mean, my brain is screaming as I'm doing this, okay? The tight squeeze may have saved her life by stopping her from a four-story freefall. The victim's roommate says that they were having a party before the woman went to the roof to smoke and somehow fell. Her boyfriend actually crawled into the shaft from the window to try to help, but was unable to pry her loose. Firefighters responded to the scene and rescued her within 45 minutes.
More proof smoking, it can be dangerous for your health.
Again, my brain's screaming as I do that story.
Would they cover in, like, olive oil? And you
know, I'm sure it'll be on Chicago Fire, because everything on there is
yes,
real
that's
life.
True.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, we had discussed how the president is hoping to float a plan that would pay for community college.
Right.
2-year college for people. So there's a list of things that you can take at community college. Not necessarily here, but it's out there and available. My thought is if it works someplace, it might work here. For instance, you can take History 024, the History of the U.S. since an hour ago. That's available for you. History of the an hour ago. Okay. Designing Modern City Using Legos.
Love it.
Mathematics so hard that nobody can do it. Uh-huh.
No.
Hypnotizing your pets. How would that be? And compare and contrast The Simpsons and Family Guy. I decided to watch one of those Family Guys the other night and just went, ooh, I changed the channel. It just, man.
Uncomfortable, were you?
Wow, yeah, no kidding. All right, so how often at the end of the job interview does a personnel director or manager say, do you have any questions for me?
Always.
Here are some that they have received. What is it that you people do at this company?
Oh, my.
I'm guessing the interview might not have gone well on that one. I don't know. Then there's, why aren't you in a more interesting business? Huh?
Wow.
I'd like to know the zodiac signs of you and the rest of the managers. Why do you want references? I know this is
just because.
Yeah. I know this is off subject, but will you marry me? Huh? Will the company pay to relocate my horse? Does your company have a policy on concealed weapons?
I don't know that I would ask that, but that's not a bad question.
Well, it's not a bad question, but again, probably depends on the job. Certainly depends on the circumstances. Just, you know.
And that would be maybe the first day of the gig.
Yeah, yeah, maybe after they've gone ahead and hired you. Be a good idea. All right, on this date in history, 1954, Joe DiMaggio.
The people have created. What kind of a tree are you?
That's a good one. I like that one.
Took me a little while.
It's okay. So. Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe were married on this date in 1954. Uh-huh. Yeah. The Beatles' first album released in U.S. America, introducing the Beatles in 1964. In 1973, it was Super Bowl VII. The Miami Dolphins defeated the Washington Redskins. Dolphins became the first NFL team to go undefeated in the season. I think that was in Houston, at if I'm not mistaken, at Rice Stadium.
And the record stands still.
Yeah, it does. Late-night TV talk show host David Letterman announced he was going to move to CBS.
Boy, that was a big deal.
Yes, it was. And, yeah, that's about it. All right, so we're back tomorrow when the sun will be shining again, we hope.
God, I hope so.
WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 9 o'clock.
Fox News.